This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Bettina Judd reading On Empathy. What it sounds like is a bird breaking small bones against glass. The least of them, a sparrow, of course. You're about to serve dinner, and this is the scene. Blame the bird, the impertinent windows. Try not to think of the inconvenience of blood splattering violet in the dusk. How can you eat after this? Do not think of whom to blame when the least of us hurtles into the next moment, a pain opening into another, the least of us spoiling your meal. The smell of it will be smoke and rank. You will mutter about this for days, the injustice of splatter on your window. Foolish bird, civilization, housed with a view, fucking bird feeder. It'll take you a week while the flesh starts to rot under thinning feathers, while the blood has congealed and stuck, for you to realize that no one is coming to take the body. It is your dead bird. It is your glass. You have options, you think. Hire out, move out, leave it for the bigger, blacker birds. You will taste rotting just above the top of your tongue, so much that you check yourself to make sure that it is not you. The bird deserves something. You go to the closet, pick out a shoebox. Discount. Designer. You start to think of how it has come to this, pondering your mortality through a bird, a dead bird. Never mind, you don't find it a problem not running into windows. It is an eyesore, and we start to gather as large billows in your yard. You marvel at us beautiful, collecting and loosening our dark bodies from white sky to your grass, and then it comes. More bones and blood, one by one crashing into the closed pane. Mindless birds, brown and gray feathers, filthy pests, another fucking feeder. We look like billions lifting into flight and then shatter. You might find a delicate humility in the art of cleaning glass. While you work, you sustain tiny slivers of open flesh. Tips of your fingers sing, shards, carnage. It has become too much. You are careful to pick up all that you can see. You call a repairman. You are careful to pick up all that you can see. You throw everything into big, shiny trash bags. You are careful to pick up all that you can see. You consider French doors. You are careful to pick up all that you can see and find more with each barefoot trip through your blood bath house. About this poem. I wrote this poem after discussions both public and private about the failures of empathy, which requires a sense of shared and mutual care, if not power. This is a conundrum for Black folks for whom declaring that our lives matter stirs controversy and unrest. So perhaps discomfort is the answer, not empathy, but outright and persistent discomfort. And I am unnerved by the cost of that to Black folks.